some places, well, nowhere near here, see. And she had come in with some other girls and fellas. They were playing the guitar and different things like that. So Mitchell told her, she says, yes, you better go. So, do you know, I became sick. I couldn't, it was something I couldn't fight. I couldn't fight it. I couldn't fight the feeling I had for her. Now I says, I've got to get this off. Mildred, she tried to talk me out. She tried to talk me out. I went on, come on back home in New York. I had a small apartment, 3 rooms, and I stayed there for a whole week fighting this sensation, see, because I couldn't take it off. So finally, I won. And I guess my mother felt sorry for me. My mother died when I was a month old. I guess she felt sorry for me. Ever since then, I've always had a guardian angel walking around with me. Through thick and thin, this angel guided me. And if something was going wrong, or I was getting in with the wrong person, quickly this angel helped me to break it up. So she went away, and I went back to New York. And I used to go to Miss Mitchell. She'd send Mildred over to see how I was. She knew exactly what it was, see. Because she had Mildred to deal with. See, Mildred was her oldest daughter, and she had her to deal with. Mildred was older than me. So, that ended my first love. I just like women, I wasn't interested in men or nothing. See, I didn't consider anything. I just like the women. There was nothing else for you to do. I didn't like the men for the simple reason I could remember what my uncle done to me. So why should I like them? And long as I had a feeling for someone, okay, that was it.
Who was the next love?
Well, now, oh boy, I had a ball after that. Mildred would take me to the, oh, I was working for, I went to work for a man, he was, I don't know if they were Irishmen, or, no, they wasn't Jewish though, somebody. But anyhow, he was they promoted him, I never forget it, because she wanted to take me to Europe. And they promoted him to, he was in the Standard Oil. He had to go to Europe to make some arrangements for something over there pertaining to Standard Oil. And this, and his wife wanted me to go because I was taking care of the children. I had just got there about a month or so when she moved into our house. Well, she moved into the house. Of course, I used to go there. I had a room in New York, 3 rooms in New York. I left those 3 rooms and went back to Jersey City. And we went back to Jersey City. There I meet stuff with some of my schoolmates and blah, blah, blah. So naturally, I become involved in all the women. Oh, I just liked the women.
Were there bars that you went to in New Jersey?
Huh?
Were there bars, clubs that you went to in New Jersey?
What club?
You know, for women.
Did I belong to a club?
No, did you go to clubs? Like, did you go
to No. These, everything is private. You don't rush into those things, you see. So I began to, Mildred came over, and then Mildred knew some more, and I just had myself, I had so much time on my hand with these 2 children. One is named Barbara, and the other is named Emmy Lou, and they danced. They were taking up dancing lessons. I had to take them to dancing lessons. I had to help them dress and beat their behinds too. See, on top of that. So mother, after I got all settled, it seems like I went to a party one night right there in Jersey City. And I knew these, what do you call them? We call them faggots. See, I knew them. But they don't know what I am.
Oh, you told the story about Piggy?
And Piggy.
Yeah, you told the story.
Yeah, Piggy. Well, then that's when Piggy comes in. See?
And you had other girlfriends by then.
Oh, by then I went to bed with a couple of them. Oh, I had a ball then. I was the butch then. That's that.
You're the first woman or you're the third?
After that first one. Then you mean the second one. Oh, I just fooled around with a couple of the girls. That's all. I didn't put my mind down to anything. That was all right until I must have reached the age of 24. As I thought I was 24 years old, but I wasn't. I was younger. But I don't know it then until I was in Nantucket and meets up with this German girl. Oh, she was grand too. Oh, she knew all the answers too. So he always sat and talked. Hitler, he was throwing bums all around the place and we would talk about love. So we had, I'll never forget the night we had the hurricane in the daytime. Now I'm ahead of story because that's the day, the night that the doctor gave me medicine and I almost lost my life with it. See? So I went with this girl, the other girl, and we got to join a couple of little clubs, you
what
know.
Were they like? What were the
they're the same as doing the same thing I'm doing.
Okay, well,
stealing this girl and stealing that girl.
How did people dress? And tell us about it.
How they dress? They dress ordinarily.
But I mean people, like when we go to bars.
They wasn't wearing no smacks, and they wasn't wearing any jeans or nothing like that. You wore a suit. It was a suit you wore. And had nice shirts and all like that, and low heel shoes. Oh yeah. We dressed up a breeze. And I always did dress. I liked it, the suits. And
did they wear pants or skirts then, maybe?
No. I never wore them. I wore a suit all the time. The butchers wore suits.
And what did the fens wear?
Huh?
What did the fens wear?
They went up with dresses. Do you think they were something different?
Well, today everybody wears pants.
Well, in my time, you couldn't wear no pants. They didn't even make pants for you. The only time that, then the other story about Pig, is she letting that dog out? Is she letting
I
that?
I had to, she's making too much noise, man. She's barking.
Is that still on?
Get up on that bed and shut up. All right, don't invite me anymore, because I ain't going to bring it up.
So, where did you go? You went to clubs.
Huh?
You're talking about the clubs.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, clubs. Well, there's plenty of clubs, and you met all of them, and all the celebrities, like Ethel Waters and all them people. You met them at clubs, and naturally, somebody whispered, that's a butch sitting over there. And there's a butch sitting over there. So I got on to it. I fitted right into the life perfectly. All you had to do is go with one, and she'd tell the others. So you had to be good, too. You got to be a hot popper. So that's why, how we...
I bet you were the hottest popper of
all. Oh, yeah, I was the hottest popper. And the hottest and the frightenest popper in the United States. Oh, my God. I love the women, but scared of them. Because this woman I was working for, that's right, saying Mrs. Canales, I'll never forget it. And this woman, I don't know she's married now. I come involved with this woman. And just come up there and spend the night, that's all. Now, she's a married woman, and her husband followed her. He knew about her. Husband followed her right there. See? So he didn't say nothing. I don't see him. I don't know him. We were in the bed. I don't know him. So next day, I think I was off, and I had met a fella named Terry. He was from Chicago. He ran on the road. And Terry would take me to the movies occasionally, you know. There was nothing between us. So I'm sitting, I went to a club. I was sitting at the table when this woman come up. And I see she kept looking around, looking around, looking around. So I said to myself, what is she doing? Maybe there's another sweetheart over on the other side. So all of a sudden, a man appears. And he looks down on her. He says, so this is where you're going. Now, he could tell that I was a butch for the way I dressed. She just had a dress on, that's all. So, Memphis, leave her alone! See that? You see it, don't you? Memphis, with your big bottom, go over there. Go over there by Joni.
Get you off of me.
He knew I was a butch. So he looks down on me. He said, I don't want to catch you with my
She's
going to
go to the bathroom. Don't let her do that.
What
Libby,
do they do?
Libby, no. She's
going to pee. I'm back. I said, I don't know what you mean. He says, I know what you mean. I know damn well what you mean. Well, I didn't say no more. Made her get up. And he turned and said to me, I don't want to catch you with my wife again. Because you're getting all easy. I said to myself, now I got to start fighting with whatever woman I have. I got to start fighting about it. So I went home and I told these were faggots, all faggots, you know, home. So I had made my royal entrance a long time ago with these faggots. They knew who I was then. Mm-hmm. That was a breakup. Oh, boy. When they found out that I was in the life, it was something. Turned the party into everything. It wasn't in the beginning. See, he didn't know it. I used to come to his home on Sundays, and I'd sit there and talk to his mother and laugh up a breeze at them, those boys. They couldn't say anything in front of me. They'd talk in pig Latin, see? They was all talking pig Latin, keep me from knowing what they're saying, and I knew more than they did. See? And they were, some of them was living together, and Sundays, he'd have all these faggots over his house, and they would have a ball talking that pig Latin until I leave. I get sick of listening to them. I would walk out and tell Kiss Mama good night, good afternoon, and go on about my business. So
what happened with the guy? Did you say anything?
I don't know. I never seen him no more, and I never seen her. Because he might have threatened to kill her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what the man did in those days. Oh, they kill you. They found you know, their wives was messing up with the lesbians and like that. They didn't like the idea. Of course, they was messing up with the men. That was all right. That was fine. So. The next woman I never to this day understand. I went to work in a family, and this woman she was taller than me. She was blonde and a beautiful, beautiful girl. She had two children. Her husband was a doctor. And where was he at? This was in New York. So that's the woman who came in to Saratoga, where the fireplace. Oh, you don't know about the fireplace. I didn't tell you about the fireplace there. Did I? You don't remember. Skip it. Well, I'm always biting off more than I can chew. So this woman, her husband's away a lot. One night, now she knew more about this than I did, although I was in my 20s. So she says to me, come and sit on the side of the bed. Then I began to think, great God above, this woman likes women, I said to myself. The kids was all fast asleep and everything. So, I sat on the side of the bed. She said, you want to undress? Well, I wore white uniform. And I sat on the side of the bed. Back comes this thrill. Everything deals with this particular thrill. I got my mouth open and I couldn't shut it. I said, I'd be damned. She said, what'd you say? I said, nothing. Nothing. So she said, get comfortable. She puts the pillows up there. Oh, I've been a bad girl.
That's where you got the story?
Oh, come on!
For sure. I went with her a long time. We had lovely mornings with Saratoga. That's where I fell in love with the fireplace. It was her eye. I don't know where the hell the kids were. But it was someplace. It was a summer, you know. And we'd go out in a boat. Papa, he was on the day on the weekends. We was nice on the weekends. But we was bitches in the week. Because we had a ball. And she was marshmallows. And I'd eat marshmallows. And have a ball. Kids didn't feel so much. Because I had some of the girls from New York to come down. She had a big garage, and over this garage, there was a three-room apartment. So she told me if I wanted to, I could stay there. We stayed there 3 months. But I was so careful that nobody, no husband ever caught me again with their private property. I've heard of one girl got killed over the same thing. So I remember all of that. You can't be so smart that you forget yourself. Because if you do, you'll burn out. There are many to say. Then the man may be going with somebody else's wife, but they don't want to catch a woman going with. I had a ball, though. Don't fret. I could dodge them like gangbusters.
How did that relationship end? How did that relationship end with that woman?
How did I come to leave that? No. She ain't the one who went to. She didn't go to Europe. Someplace. They moved. Now who come in between that moving? I can't exactly, I'd have to think of it. Because the children, one went to ballet school, another went someplace else. But anyhow, they moved from there. They're in New York. And I guess I stopped it. Oh! Bedford come in there. See, Bedford come in there. See? And between there, so I was through there. So then I went on having a ball. But don't fret your word. I never bothered nobody that I went to bed with anybody that didn't have a feeling for them. That was out of pressure. And if I was going with somebody and a man appeared, I disappeared. Because it's not good to get mixed up with the two of them.
Ma'am, do you think lesbians are different today?
No. No, they're more open. They're more open today. They don't give a damn what you say. If you say, I got your wife, I got your wife. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Do you think it's good that we're more open?
Do I think it's good that way?
Yes, we're more open.
I think that everybody do what they want to do. I don't care what it is. But I don't want you to go around and do it and get your head knocked off. And that's why, when I met Lillian, I went back into my shell. I never, with Lillian, I don't know how I loved her, but it wasn't a passion. That I sealed.
You're going out the window again?
I can't stand the
morning. Oh, you know, I'm going home to take Lillian. I can't have no damn peace. Grab the phone.
Hello? Yeah.
But I don't mess up with married women. I don't care how much they like me.
How do you feel like now when you see the news on television? Remember how you call the house every time there's somebody on television?
What do you mean?
Well, it's different. It's like 20, 30 years ago, right?
Oh, that by all means. By all means.
How does it make you feel when you see them?
Oh, it makes me feel good. I like it. Oh, boy. I don't like hiding around with things. You know, I don't care for it. If I don't want to bother with you, I don't bother with you.
It took a long struggle.
See?
Yeah.
And as for the men, I can look at a man and tell rather he's been running with other men. And there's so damn many of them, if they start throwing them in the ocean, there'd hardly be any left. That's right.
There's a lot more women, too.
Well, it's okay. We don't mind it. Get rid of them.
But it makes you feel good to see stuff on television and read books and all the stuff that women are doing today that they couldn't do.
Well, plenty of stuff listen, they did the same thing, but they were quiet, they were way on trips and things like that. I can't accuse you if you go away someplace. I don't know what you're doing. So I think it's much better now than it was then, because it's open. Everything is open. You don't have to go within yourself and be sad or something like that.
What role did lesbian books play? You always were a great reader. What role in your life did lesbian books play? Were they important to you?
I don't know what you mean.
You know, the paperbacks that you read,
yeah.
All the stuff. Were they important to you to have?
Yeah, I've been having them all my life. Right. The Radcliffe Hall, the Well of Lawrence. Oh,
oh
boy.
Tell us when you read that.
We read that 100 times. Oh, I think that was 1930 something. Where was I at when I read The Well of Loneliness when I was in the home in Bedford? And then I The Well of Loneliness didn't mean much to me because I was doing the same thing. I was beating the other girl in the book. Because up in the home, you could sleep with anybody you wanted to and just had a supper ball. And I liked it. And when I got out, I did the same thing. I never been hooked up with no man, so I can't talk on him too.
What else did you read though, besides The Well of
Loneliness? Oh, girl, don't ask me. I read so many books I can't remember.
But they made you feel good, right?
They were, yeah, because they were doing the same thing I was doing. So, yeah, I had a boy. That was the one. But Miss Darling was the sweetest woman I ever knew. She was quiet, born woman. That's her two children. And we said that I wasn't afraid with her husband because he was a doctor. We knew when he was coming. He came in on the weekend. And we had a ball from on the next week. So it didn't matter to me. And she bought me clothes and I had a ball. Came into the theater. That's how I began to like opera.
All the way back there.
All the way back there. Mm-hmm. So I got mixed up with it wasn't mixed up. Him and I went to school together in Jersey City. And one afternoon he asked me, would I go with him up to, I can't think of where that place was. He had to go up there on some business. He was a young fella. I said, yes. So he gets in the car and he goes on up there. It was about, when we got up there, I was turning dark. So he says, you stay here when, outside the gate. Damn big mansion, I said to myself. Whew, what's inside there? So he gets out and goes in. He walks on up the path. I jumps out and go right in the back of him. See? So he took the key out of his pocket and unlocked this door. This apartment was over a garage. And I don't see no light or nothing. And they couldn't see me because I was behind the hedge. I'm watching him, see what he's going to do. Now, I don't know who he's going with or what he was. And I didn't care because he wasn't going with me. I just went for the ride. So the light flashed on after he got up there. And I went on up to the garage. It was in the summertime. The window was open. And I heard a woman's voice. Well, now, I had dealt with too many men and their women not to know something was wrong here. So he come up there. See, she was his, he was her gigolo, little colored. And she was giving him money and laying him out. She laid him out. Well, I guess I stood out there about a half an hour. I got tired and I went on back, got in the car. Because I knew what was going on. So he came down shortly after. So I said, you find what you was looking for? He said, yes. And he said, we'll go somewhere he wanted to go tomorrow. I said, no, not me. You go. I'll stay home. I was with Miss White then. So we come on home. Well, I didn't say 10 words the whole time I come home. But now I know who he is. He was supposed to be a young fella. He didn't go with Piggy or any of that bunch. He was a lone fella. So when it got out, now his father, he lived with his father. And his father didn't know that he was running with this woman. So I told him, and God said, now listen, I don't want to be going up to a place like that with you. I said, why didn't you tell me? I said, you married to her? He said, yes. Well, I'd like to tell Dad. I said, do your father know it? He says, no. He said, please don't tell Dad. He'll kill me. I said, what did you do it for? Oh, he says, she'll pay my way through school, and you know, he had it. It's okay. Well, I didn't bother with him no more. But he used to come to the house, and mother and him all would talk, and he'd eat. So one day, where was I at? It was in Jersey. I think I went to feed and come out and was, I don't know where the world I had. Anyhow, this woman came up to me. She was between the age of 50 and 55. And she says, your name Mabel Hampton? I said, yes. Why? She says, she called his name. She said that he's my husband. I said, yeah, I thought so. He says, then you look like all the women figure I was after their men, and the men figure I was after their women. So you see, I got myself in trouble. So she says, I don't want you to go anywhere with him anymore. I says, no danger. I stopped that months ago. I said, I didn't know he was married to you. She says, well, I didn't think he knew it. So she went on about her business. Now that's the only thing I had to answer for her. I did not know he was married. And him and I went to school together. See? So that was a woman. But all the men, I don't know what it was. I guess that's why I stopped seeing so many people. The men would look at me and tell that I was after their women. And the women would look at me and swear I was after their men. Now I want to know what the hell was wrong there. Just like if I walk down the street. Now I have been away from Jacoby for 5 or 6 years. All of a sudden somebody will come up to me and say, oh, Mabel, how have you been? I don't know them, but they know me. So see. But Lillian says I never changed from the time she met me. So I bet you I stayed out of trouble. I stayed out of trouble. So that was the end of that part.
Okay, we are making these tapes with Mabel Hampton, who's a woman in her 70s, a black lesbian woman who has lived her whole life as a gay woman, and I've known her since I was 12 years old, and I'm 38. And Mabel is spending this week with us, Deb and myself, at our apartment for Thanksgiving and for the holidays, and it's been a gift to have her here. And these are what? That's the vacuum I'm going to do. And we hope women in the future will appreciate the wonderful woman that is Mabel Hampton. There is so much life and dignity and vitality and wit and intelligence and strength in her that the tapes can just minimally testify to. She lived with Lillian Foster for 40 years. Lillian died this summer. Mabel's getting weaker, but her love of life and her lesbian strength shined through.